Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you on board today, a very serious subject. We'll be talking about America at a crossroads. America at a crossroads. I am hopeful that you'll join in the dialogue and discussion today, perhaps one of the more important dialogues and discussions of the week. And I pray that you'll join in that discussion today by dialing 831-0917. 831-0917. Get your telephone call directly through to the studios and right to our microphone so that we can entertain your thoughts, your suggestions, your dialogue and discussion on the very important subject today. The fake news media calls it bombshell. Well, it's a bombshell that took place yesterday in the Nadler Kangaroo Court. We're going to be talking about that today. We want to know your opinion on this Kangaroo Court impeachment process. What are your thoughts about it? How will it redound to the benefit or the detriment for America? Where will it take us in a constitutional republic? And what shall be the end results if it continues the journey that it's on today? We need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, when we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It's not a matter of my thoughts or philosophies or feelings, but it's based on the Word of God. In fact, I'm looking at Isaiah chapter 5. It says, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, and put darkness in light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight." Ladies and gentlemen, I think that is befitting for the broadcast today to understand what is taking place and the woe, calamity, catastrophe that faces America, based on the direction that we're going to overthrow an elected president. 63 million voters voted to put President Donald J. Trump in office. So we need to understand the seriousness and the danger. This is the reason I call it America at a crossroads, because we're at a crossroads today, ladies and gentlemen, and we need to be aware of that. So as we talk about it today, we want to do so based on the authority of truth. Truth. Truth is something that George Orwell said a number of years ago, that the future further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those that speak the truth. And that's where we are. But Jesus talked about truth in the Scripture, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." He spoke that in John 8:31 and 32. And then in John 14:6, Jesus said, "I am truth." Then in John 17:17, Jesus made a declaratory statement about what is truth. He says, "Thy word is truth." And so, ladies and gentlemen, regardless of what's said in the Kangaroo Court of Nadler or of Adam Schiff or Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer and their world of unreality, no matter what they say, the word of God is truth. It has the final authority. And ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you once again that God created the home, he created government, and he created the church, and in that order. And when God created government, he did so, and according to Romans chapter 13, God's government, the creation of government by God, not by government, but God, is to be a servant of God. The government is to act as God's servants. And as God's servants, according to Romans chapter 13, there's the requirement to prosecute evil and to protect good. But we find the absolute reverse of that and much of what is happening in the Washington Beltway today. I don't know about you, but it staggers my imagination as to how a republic can sustain what we're seeing today if it is allowed unchecked to continue. But ladies and gentlemen, let me say to you before we get into the monologue and the in-depth discussion of this issue today, let me say to you that this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the equipment for homeowners like brands like Honda and Echo. They carry a full line of landscape and lawn care equipment for the professional as well as for the homeowner. They carry the hurricane preparedness equipment, have a full line of Honda generators, and all the questions that could be asked could be answered by their knowledgeable staff. Tools for Time, located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of Old St. Augustine Road and I-295. Find the gigantic flag flying, the U.S. flag, on that 165-foot flagpole, Old Glory flowing 24/7. Find the flagpole, the base of that flagpole, you'll find Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the Socialist Marxist Democrats Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, just announced this morning at 9 a.m. that they intend to move forward with the presidential impeachment, with their presentation of the articles of impeachment against President Donald J. Trump. Now, I don't know if you watched that. I did. And it was a somber moment when she was reading from a teleprompter, reading prepared words. And just as the four so-called constitutional lawyers, professors of law, were speaking at the Nadler Kangaroo Court on the previous day, Nancy Pelosi kept regurgitating statements from our founding fathers. Well, ladies and gentlemen, these same socialist Marxist Democrats have for years spurned the words of our founding fathers. They have disdain for our founding documents. They have disdain for the constitutional republic and our form of representative government. They have disdain for anything that will be called a constitutional republic. They simply want to be in charge. They're power-hungry, power-seeking socialist Marxists that want to be in total control. Ladies and gentlemen, the president, the very one that has brought about so much good for America, is now in the very crosshairs of being destroyed. Now, I don't know about you. Perhaps the thought is, the philosophy is, well, we know that it'll be stopped in the Senate, and I'm sure it will be, my most humble opinion. But, ladies and gentlemen, this is a devastating attack on our constitutional republic and the election of President Donald J. Trump. It's an attack on the college vote system that we have, the a system to put a president in office not based on the populist vote, but based on the approach that was set up by our founding fathers, the electoral college vote that was set up by our founding fathers to prevent a takeover by a democracy, and a democracy is mob rule. And yet all of these folks that are now touting and bringing out of the dusty shelves the quotes from our founding fathers, all of them now are talking as though they have great reverence for our constitutional republic, when in reality they have great disdain for it. Ladies and gentlemen, President Donald J. Trump has caused taken care of more things for our nation than any previous president in recent history. Today, ladies and gentlemen, for the 70 years, unemployment is the lowest in the past 70 years. Black unemployment is the lowest in U.S. history. He has preserved and protected religious rights, religious freedom, and freedom of speech. He has preserved and protected our Second Amendment. He has given us a strong economy. President Trump has moved the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, which is the capital of Israel, where it has the capital of Israel has been for some 4,000 plus years. President Trump has protected our borders better than any modern day president. He has fulfilled his campaign commitment as no other president in history. President Trump has promised to drain the swamp. But ladies and gentlemen, President Trump discovered that it wasn't a swamp at all. he has found that it's not only a swamp, it's a sewer. Washington within the Beltway is an absolute running sewer filled with power brokers, self-serving socialist Marxist Democrats that have been caught with their hands in the proverbial cookie jar and are fighting back now to hold on to the swamp of which they control. Now, I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but I am gravely concerned about the turn of events in Washington. Ladies and gentlemen, President Trump is the only president in U.S. history to be faced with a socialist, Marxist, Democrat coup. You say, what is a coup? A coup is that which is an illegal seizure of power by a shadow government. You hear me? It's not just the deep state that some are calling it now in Washington. It's a shadow government. And ladies and gentlemen, my bride can attest to the fact that I have been calling it a shadow government for about 30 years that we've seen in a shadowy form with those behind the scenes that are controlling what takes place. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. I'm extremely aware, fully familiar with the election process, whether it's in the local city council or the Florida State House and Senate, or whether it's at the national level in the Beltway of Washington with the congressional leaders, that is in the U.S. House and the Senate, both called Congress, by the way. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm familiar with the fact that these folks can be elected. Most of the time they make all kinds of promises, the promises based on the crowd that they're speaking to, and they are proverbially changing what they do with based on what they promise based on the crowd. They're chameleons. And it's because, ladies and gentlemen, when an elected person goes into office, it's the embedded bureaucrats that make the decisions, that rule the roost, that hold the elected leaders' feet to the fire, that put the little dot the I's and cross the T's and change the words in the documents that's being processed to go forth as being rules, regulations, and laws. In fact, when President Donald J. Trump was sworn in to the presidency, he had to contend with some 4,100 embeds from the Obama administration. Those 4,100 embeds of the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party that were in line with President Obama's fundamental change of America, they're the ones now that are rearing up their stiff-necked heads and demanding to have their way. If you watched any of the pencil-necked Adam Schiff trial, the kangaroo court, where some of these embeds, and they were touted as being patriots, they were touted as being servants of our nation, they were touted as being good people that we need to listen to. They were angry. They were hostile. They were rebellious. And why were they angry? Why were they hostile? Why were they rebellious? Because President Donald J. Trump, the executive branch of government out of the three branches of government, the president has the authority as the executive branch head to make the ultimate decision on foreign policy. And because it was not the way they wanted it, it was not what they intended. As a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, they were angry. They are rebellious as a result of someone stepping up and being brazen enough to think that he's elected as president and can make the final decisions. That's exactly the problem. And ladies and gentlemen, just as Chuck Schumer warned President Trump at his inauguration and shortly thereafter, be careful what you say about the intelligence community. They can get back at you six ways to Sunday. Chuck Schumer knew what he was talking about because Chuck Schumer is part of that shadow government. Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi are exactly right with that philosophy because they're aware of it themselves as being part of the shadow government. Ladies and gentlemen, this coup, some call it a soft coup. It's a hard coup. The only difference between taking up arms and rebelling in a coup with a military power, the only difference in that is using the pen, the pencil, and the camera, and the fake, false, phony media as your instruments of warfare. And that's exactly what they're doing. Ladies and gentlemen, this coup was carried out via the complete intelligence apparatus in the United States of America, including the top officials in the FBI, the CIA, and the DNI. Ladies and gentlemen, we have over 17 branches of the intelligence, the apparatus in Washington. Before President Obama left office, he opened Pandora's box and gave the authorization for all of them to have intercommunication and have equal access to the high top secret documents and information. And he did so so that they could leave crumbs, and as he called it, leaving crumbs for each of those intelligence divisions to be able to undermine and tear down and destroy President Donald J. Trump. That was the overt reason, the rationale behind what he had done. But ladies and gentlemen, these agencies are responsible for the so-called Russian collusion, the accusation that led to the 3 years, almost 3 years, of the Mueller investigation. And these in the shadow government, in the DNI, in the CIA, in the FBI, ladies and gentlemen, they used Robert Mueller and his supposed stellar reputation and historic background of being a fair-minded, equal-handed, level-headed prosecutor. They used Mueller to be the head of that investigation. They used this mentally impaired Robert Mueller and his so-called stellar reputation to cover for James Comey and Clapper and Brennan. Most of the general public's not aware that Brennan capitulated. Brennan, under the Obama administration, converted to Islam, and has never been publicly acknowledged. That's part of the problem, ladies and gentlemen. But the whole of the problem is that they were wanting to hold on to the shadow government. They were wanting to hold on to the authority and the power that they have acquired down through the years, simply because we've not had a president with the insight, with the tenacity, with the backbone and the ability, the God-given wisdom to come in and to do what President Donald J. Trump has done. Perhaps you ask the question, if you're listening, why are we concerned about these things as Christians? Because, ladies and gentlemen, if we destroy the Constitutional Republic, if we destroy that, we've destroyed our Bill of Rights. And if we've destroyed the Bill of Rights, religious liberties and the freedom of speech and the churches as we know them today will cease and desist and be closed. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to join this dialogue and discussion, let me pause for a moment to say this is Dr. Youngblood. You're listening to Let's Face the Issues. You can dial 831-0917, 831-0917. That telephone call gets you straight through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can have discussion. I'd love to hear your opinion. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Am I in error with what I'm saying? Is this right? What we see taking place in Washington, should it be allowed? Or should we the people stand up, speak up, say something, and do something? Should we just simply roll over and play dead? My answer is no. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. The Bible says that we're as aliens passing through. But ladies and gentlemen, as citizens of our great nation, we have a responsibility, not only to God, but to government, to stand up, be the watchman on the wall, to be salt and light that the Lord Jesus Christ has called every believer to be. If you're saved today, if you said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, you have a responsibility. You have a responsibility. And that responsibility is to not just sit back and be silent, but to speak up, to say something. And I suggest you get on your telephones today and burn the phones up in Washington. Call your senator. Call your congressman. Call the one in the U.S. House of Representatives. Call Nancy Pelosi. I dare you to try to get through. Guarantee you she won't answer or have anyone to answer for her and respond to you. Simply we'll have a recording to take a recorded message. But I'm telling you, we're at the crossroads in America. The end result of this kangaroo court false, phony, fake impeachment trial, if it continues the trajectory that it's on, if it continues the direction that it's headed, and if it is even possible for it to be successful, it will destroy this presidency. But ladies and gentlemen, even if he is not voted out of office, and I don't believe that he will be by the Senate, but even if he's not, the design purpose of the socialist Marxist Democrats in Washington, the design purpose is to so hurt the president, so besmirch his reputation, so undermine his authority, so undermine the view of the president on an international level, that he will be crippled to the point that he cannot be reelected. That's their goal. That's their game plan. That's their hope. And Nancy Pelosi is saying, I pray for the president. If she's praying at all, it's praying to some other source rather than God. As Dr. Robert Jeffers said, the Democrats have an imaginary God. And it's an imaginary God because it's not the God of the Bible. But yet there's the feigned feeling and philosophy and act of humility, as was so obviously phony this morning in Nancy Pelosi's speech. That somehow, some way, they think they're fooling we the people. Ladies and gentlemen, all these people wanted, James Clapper and James Comey and Clapper and Brennan and all of those that were, as President Trump calls them, the FBI lovers, with Stroke and Lisa Page and others. Ladies and gentlemen, the whole game plan, the whole goal was to impeach the president from before, listen, from before he was sworn into office. Before he sat down in the Oval Office, there was the scream and cry from some of the socialist Marxist Democrats that we need to impeach the president. One of the U.S. House of Representatives on the floor of the House said we need to impeach the president or he will be reelected. And ladies and gentlemen, that's been the mantra behind the scenes. That's been the absolute move by the shadow government. That's been the goal by the shadow government, the Marxist Socialist Democrats. And we'll talk about it further in this broadcast. But all the while, it's like a magical act. It's like a magician standing up saying, don't watch my right hand. Don't watch it. Look at my left hand. See what I'm showing you in this hand, not the other hand. And that's exactly what they're doing today in Washington with the Beltway elitist, with the mindset that President Donald J. Trump is a dummy that's come in. He's taken office. That's the reason Nancy Pelosi calls him an imposter. By using the word imposter, she's saying that he doesn't deserve the presidency, that he's not legally elected, that he is not rightful, that is not his rightful place. He ought not to be in the presidency at all. And that's the mindset that they're taking, ladies and gentlemen. That's the reason they have so much tenacity wanting to remove and destroy President Donald J. Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, President Trump, of whom I believe God, by his divine intervention, placed in office to protect our constitutional republic and to give us the continuation of our representative form of government. President Trump, with a business mind, President Trump with wisdom beyond himself, President Trump with wisdom that can only come from God himself, has made decisions to lead our nation in the right direction. By the way, all of this garbage that he was asking for, a quid pro quo with the president of Ukraine. Ladies and gentlemen, I am fearful that most are not aware of the fact that it was through the Obama administration and through Joe Biden that were the leaders in giving loan guarantees and funding up to $1 billion on one occasion to Ukraine. And they were using the money going into the Ukraine, siphoning it back out in every form and facet they could as leeches on society and part of the sewer in Washington. And nothing is said about that. It is a touch, a hear not, do not, and touch not when it comes to Biden and his son and their pillaging and raping, if you please, the coffers of American taxpayers and using the funds for self-gratification and enrichment of themselves. Ladies and gentlemen, President Trump is elected by the people. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, all these people that were part of the coup, the attempt to overthrow the presidency, every one of them, ladies and gentlemen, wanted to see Hillary Clinton go in as president. And so when that did not happen, it absolutely crushed the glass ceiling. When that did not happen, they put into action then their insurance policy. And their insurance policy was to claim that President Trump was colluding with Russia. The very thing, ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully, the very thing that Hillary Clinton and the DNC were doing, colluding with Russia, the so-called dossier that had been fabricated by Russian intelligence, was fabricated, bought, and paid for by the DNA and with DNC and with Hillary Clinton's campaign funding. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you. I'm a little weary and waiting. I'm a little tired of hearing that we're going to have the Horowitz report, and we're going to have the DOJ's report, and we're going to have the other reports that we've been talking about now for a year, 2 years, that's supposed to come out to give clarity as to what really took place. I believe what really took place was the lying under oath with the swearing in under the 302s under the FISA warrants, the lying by way of placing false documents before FISA court judges to ever have the spying on President Trump and all of his campaign prior to the election, and then spying on President Trump and everyone that he placed in position after the election. First time in the history of the United States of America that we know that this has taken place. It is because of the shadow government, ladies and gentlemen, and we're watching the shadow government at its best with its rearing its head up because the sewer is being drained and they don't want to be left holding the bag. But ladies and gentlemen, President Trump is still carrying out the duties and responsibilities for the office of president. Now, after the full failure of the Russian collusion, after the full failure of the Mueller report, after the full failure of the use of their so-called insurance policy, after the full fiasco, $40 million of taxpayer money being spent, 19 attorneys, all of which were Hillary Clinton supporters on the staff with Robert Mueller, 19 of these attorneys with Robert Mueller utilizing, as I said a little earlier, I believe they utilized his reputation, utilized his name, and utilized a mentally impaired individual. That was evident when they asked him to come before the committee and testify. It was obviously nothing about his report. It was obvious that he was not totally competent and mentally present in the interview and the dialogue and discussion. He did not know what his so-called report had put out because of the shadow government that prepared it. They used his name and reputation to make it look authentic and look valid. But ladies and gentlemen, after the full failure, with almost 3 years of investigation, with almost three full years of 19 attorneys that was against Trump, trying to find a way to destroy him, after the total failure with this Russian collusion charge, the socialist Marxist Democrats now are in the process of leading another kangaroo court with charges that are not evidence-based at all, to charge the president of abuse of power and the so-called obstruction of Congress. Ladies and gentlemen, have you heard that term? Obstruction of Congress? It sounds woefully bad, doesn't it? You'll not find that term in the Constitution at all. We have three equal branches of government. There's that tension between those three equal branches. Our founding fathers designed it that way for a purpose. The president, the executive branch, can ignore, can reject, can refuse anything that he'd like to in relationship to cooperating with so-called Congress, and it's not being a obstruction of Congress. That term doesn't exist in our Constitution. It's not part of the jurisprudence system in relationship to constitutional law. But yet that is being bounded about as part of his charges now for the impeachment charges that are going forward. They are, as of today, issuing impeachment charges. They'll probably come up with a half a dozen flimsy charges in that. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to pray and pray much. The Bible charges us with the responsibility of praying for those that are in leadership. We need to pray that God will continue to sustain President Trump, that he will continue to give him wisdom. And most of all, we need to pray that God will protect him from the assassins that would have him destroyed, not only verbally, but otherwise. So, ladies and gentlemen, we need to continue this communication in just a moment. I'm concerned about where we are. We're at the crossroads in America today. We're going to take about 1 minute for the top of the hour news. Looking forward to you hanging on. Stay there. Don't turn your dial. Come back for the balance of this broadcast today.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.